Full storms that swept the country over the winter months. Forecasters expect this week will bring more severe weather to the Midwest and the South, with more than 66 million people at risk for tornadoes and damaging winds tomorrow. The U.S. economy grew at a slower-than-expected annual pace, 2.6% in the fourth quarter. The Dow is up 112 points, the NASDAQ 107 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
You have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're going to enjoy what I call a Chamber of Commerce day. Just absolutely perfect with abundant sunshine, a warmer day, but comfortable, high up to about 77. Enjoy. Tonight, mainly clear, not quite as cool, over at low 53. Tomorrow will be warmer, still dry Friday with a sun and cloud mix and a high in the mid-80s. Then late Friday night in the overnight hours, the wee hours of early Saturday morning, scattered showers and thunderstorms, and a few stronger storms are possible. Look for improvement by Saturday afternoon. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
1819 News.
A legal battle between the Baldwin County Bridge Company and the Alabama Department of Transportation is going to need more time. The preliminary injunction hearing dates have now been changed after both parties agreed to the time extension. The hearings were going to start on April 1st. That date has now been moved to April 19th through May 1st. The Baldwin County Bridge Company is suing ALDOT for creating plans with Governor Ivey to construct a new bridge in that area that they say will compete with their operation. The BCBC also says that there was a prior agreement between them and ALDOT for there not to be a new bridge constructed in that area. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Cold weather is here, and you know what that means. Colds, the flu, and coronaviruses are running rampant. Your immune system needs protection, and that's why I love what my friends over at Centurion Labs are doing. Whether you've got a cough, sore throat, runny nose, or looking to strengthen your immune health, they have a safe and well-researched product you can trust. For a limited time, you can get 20% off your first bottle order when you visit CenturionLabs.com and use the promo code 1819. That's CenturionLabs.com, promo code 1819.
A big drug bust is made in Mobile with the assistance of Homeland Security investigations. 48-year-old James Harris is now charged with drug trafficking. Authorities seized 10 kilograms of cocaine, 1 kilogram of methamphetamines, and 30,000 fentanyl pills. Another Bucky's gas station extraordinaire is opening up in Alabama. April 10th will be the grand opening for the newly built Bucky's in Auburn. The massive 100-pump gas station will be off Interstate 85 at Exit 50. The store inside is 53,000 square feet and will employ at least 200 people throughout the area. This is the fourth Bucky's to come to Alabama. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
It's Spring Open House, March 27th through April 1st at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, roses, hanging baskets, and more. And get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, ferns, and boxwoods. 50% off select outdoor pottery. And 40% off select outdoor living furniture. Get the plants you want at the prices you need. Spring Open House, Monday, March 27th through Saturday, April 1st. 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
this is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. Virtually every day in our practice, we hear the same thing. A man's energy is down, his sex drive is low, and his workouts just aren't feeling the same. And when we hear this, we often discover that the culprit is low testosterone. The problem with low T is that your testosterone levels decrease as you age. At first, you might not even notice. But eventually, for many men, it gets low enough that you start feeling poorly. When that happens, it's time to get help from Montgomery Men's Health. Now do me a favor and ask yourself this. How would your life be different if you had your old self back? More energy, higher sex drive, and the confidence and positivity you used to have. If you're like most guys, the answer is an easy one. So make an appointment today and see if low T therapy could make a difference in your life. Your first appointment is only $99 and includes blood work and testosterone results in minutes. Call 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Filtered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into this hour of Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Amy Beth Shaver here today with Ann Eubank. Tomorrow, Allison Sinclair will be back. And then on Monday, we'll be back together again. But I don't know about you, but I am enjoying the heck out of having Ann in studio today. Ann, who knows all the things. But before we go and read from Amplify, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Eric the dog.
Hola.
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 How y'all doing?
We're good. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. A little while ago, they made it to where you can't take the battery out of your phone anymore. I think that was part of a plot to make sure you can't turn it off and disconnect the power source for their microchip.
Hmm.
How's that for conspiracy theories?
Pretty good. Yeah, that was really good. Yeah, because when did that happen?
Not too long ago. I think probably the last two or three Android models. Well, I mean, maybe four or five ago. You could actually take the battery out of a phone. But well, I know the new ones, you can't take them out.
Mm-mm. Yeah, the last one I had was a 7, and they replaced the battery, and then I wore that one out. So now I have a 12. And I've never tried to take the battery out, so now that you've said that, I'll have to go home and try it.
Yeah, see there? They're tracking you even when you sleep. They know everything you do. You know, it's amazing all the things they can find out. You know, you can be January 6th, and they don't have any record of you being there except for your cell phone, and they can go hunt you up and arrest you, but they can't find out who robbed the local 7-Eleven.
Great point.
Amazing.
Let me tell you, that's about as that straightforward as it gets.
That's right.
I mean, it's almost like they want bad things to happen, and then because they don't want you to know that they're onto you. But whenever you strike one of their little nerves, here they come. They got all. They can find out everything about you you didn't want them to know.
Yeah, they know everything about me.
You know how I feel about them. I don't give a good. I'll stop that. I don't care.
Thank you.
You know, I make jokes, but I was at January 6th. I was not one of those people who went inside, but I actually made a speech the day before representing Alabama and on the steps of the Supreme Court. So I'm expecting, you know, I will not be shocked if I get a knock on the door, but there's really no reason to arrest me. Because when I saw what was happening, I turned around and said, not my bag. But, yeah, it was a rough day. But, yeah, they know we're all there.
It, it was dumb. I remember I was in Georgia working and saw when that happen, and I was like, here we go.
Yep.
And you know, it's just amazing the lengths that they're going to try to color a particular group of people in a certain light. And it's amazing that the number of FBI agents that they won't say were there and might have incited this and turned it into a mob type situation. Our government's just so dishonest, and it's now it's so apparent you can't hardly see it. You can't hardly not see it. And then they want you to, I didn't mean to say Nazi, but I didn't.
Thank you. Again.
I didn't hear that, did you?
That's supposed to be subtext.
I see it.
Right, you got to be careful. I'll slip one in on you. They're just so dishonest. And then, you know, if you don't believe what they're telling you, or you just don't go along with what they're saying, then you're the problem, because, you know, you have an independent brain and you can ration things out and be logical. It's just like the y'all were talking yesterday about the education stuff. I'm not interested in who's been in charge, you know, for the past 40 years. I don't care. Because whatever they did, irrespective of what continent they had behind their name, hasn't done us any good. So let's focus on
finding a
solution.
Because they don't control the State Board of Education, and the state superintendent do not control education. And that's what the people need to remember.
Those jokers just want more money, more money, more money. It's like Brian says all the time. What's that? What, how much more? How much money do you need? And the answer is always more. Just more. There's no plan. There's no results. There's no testing you can do to determine if you're doing well or not. It's just more money will fix it. And, you know, they're educators, and they're ignorant as to what they're doing. Or worse, they're cognizant of what they're doing, and they think we're ignorant. And I'm sick of that. I'm ready to do something about that.
Well,
whatever,
you know,
that may be.
It took only 3% of Americans to free this country from Great Britain. And there's probably about that many of us out there right now, because the rest of them don't want to get involved.
You ever saw that John Goodman clip of the, I forget what movie he was in, but he was always talking about live from a position of, it's not nice, but anyway, he said America was based on this position. You know what, you got the world's largest army, navy, and a king, you know. You should look it up, Amy Beth. I can't, you don't even want me to say the letters for it. But
no, please,
it's
please
a,
don't.
It's a very true point. It's a very good point that he makes there. We need to have that point. That's what the people hate about us. But when we stick our heads together and we have a common enemy or a common cause, you can't stop us. You can't stop us. People will go above and beyond to do what we have to do to protect us as a nation as a whole. But right now, they're just worried about dividing us. Mm. And I'm sick of them. All right, y'all.
Y'all
have a nice day now. Yeah.
Thank you.
Here we go. Thank you. Great call.
Aloha.
So let's talk to Bill. Bill, how are you today?
Oh, I'm great. It's a beautiful day. There's not a cloud in the sky where I'm looking right now. You know, I don't know how we got to where we are today with so many ills in our society and everything, but there's no doubt that schools are no longer charged with educating kids. It's not an education, it's an indoctrination. And I think there is a method to their madness. I'm not smart enough to tell you exactly what it is, but it's kind of like George Carlin said, they want a bunch of people that will jump and serve their every will. And I don't know how you get out of this. I don't know that at this point you can, but if you look over the years, and I graduated in 1975, that is. If you look back over the years, progression of the direction that has gone, but why is one of the strongest nations in the world struggling to educate their youth? And the reality, and I think we talked about this a week or so ago, if you look back over the year that we lost to COVID, there was 6 to 9% of the kids that excelled during COVID. Well, there's 6 to 9% this year that excelled in spite of everything that was going on in the schools. What about the other 85, 90%? What do we have to do to get them on the same learning path as the most of the 10%?
May I speak to that? We have to take away the social justice education, the social emotional education, and go back to a classical education of teaching facts, figures, and staying away from America is a terrible place, and let me tell you how. So if we don't return to a classical education that teaches things that we were taught, I graduated in 66. I was the last class that got a classical education because of all the social upheaval. And we need to return to that. And Hillsdale does it. Liberty University does it. There are schools out there teaching classical education. And if we have one in Alabama, you need to find it and put your kid in it. That's where we have to go.
Well, you know, we have become a society. We started out as a society of producers. We manufactured stuff. We fed the world for decades. That's the reason that the Midwest was called the breadbasket of the world. But we've lost that. I don't think we have the drive to do that anymore.
Social emotional learning takes away the drive and the guts to achieve. It teaches them, well, this is what you must be because this is all the ability that I see you have. They do not take into consideration the gumption and the get up and go of the American spirit. They have tried to destroy it and they're doing a good job of it. So until we get that back, then we have, if you look back in the 70s with Carter, Clinton, they shipped out everything that America produced and took away capitalism, true capitalism. Now it's a public-private partnership. The minute I heard those words, public-private partnership, I was thinking, oh, are we going down a socialist, communist hill? It's a slippery slope, and we've slid down it.
Tell me your name again.
Ann Eubank.
Ms. Eubank, do you have a website that you write for 1819?
No, I haven't.
Website, or is there a way to follow you?
Yes, it's Alabama Legislative Watchdogs.
And I'll repeat that again.
I enjoy talking to you, and I enjoy your insight. You taught me something yesterday. I think you were on when you were talking about Common Core, and I did not realize that the Russians had basically developed that.
Well, they developed the math part. Yeah, the math part. Yep, they did. So,
but y'all have a great day and a good rest of your week.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Bill. You know, he brings up a great point of the society of producers, and now we are consumers. And I think the other part of that multi-layered issue of why our kids are the way that they are is we have to add in the social media component, because as soon as that skyrocketed, we also can see that their mental health issues have declined. Mental health has declined, issues have increased. And so that's got to be part of it as well. And we know, going back to Common Core, when we introduced the Chromebook for all of the things, mm-hmm. or if your school was an iPad school, for all of the things, this is when they began to look down and consume instead of looking up and out.
Right.
And that's really changed our kids. So I think it is an important conversation to have, and we know how good classical education is.
Yes.
It is hard, but guess what? It expects the best from each person that encounters classical education, and that's what's beautiful about it. There are no low expectations. It's just expected that you will get this, because we have gotten it up until the late 60s and early 70s, and now just in schools that say, oh, we're classical. But it is quite an education, and it is. We started our youngest off classically, and wow, did that make a huge impact on her life. You're listening to Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We have a few callers. We'll get to you right after this break. Stay tuned.
Spring is on us and summer is quickly approaching. Kickback Ranch and Event Center would like to share our amenities, whether it would be for your corporate event, church retreat, or just a weekend away with your family. We have cabins, cottages, and RV park with full hookups. Our event center is over 4,000 square feet, a commercial kitchen, and a large back deck overlooking one of our five lakes. Get your family together and make memories, canoeing, swimming, hiking, and enjoy the scenery at one of the most beautiful places in all the river region. Find us on Facebook or kickbackranch.net. We are Kickback Ranch.
You know LG Tint and Graphics tints vehicles, but they also tint houses and offices. Tinting your home or office will protect your floor and walls from fading, as well as keep your customers cool. Call for a free estimate, 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Restaurants come and go. They open to big fanfare, but if they can't deliver, they're gone. Poof. For 25 years and going strong, Sinclair's has been offering a truly exceptional dining experience for you from the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Roads. Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner. Want to eat lighter? Check out Sinclair's many satisfying salads for both lunch and dinner. Sinclair's, now offering takeout and curbside service too. Sinclair's, where there's live music every Wednesday through Saturday. And Sinclair's is now totally non-smoking.
I'm Johnny Sullivan, I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. At the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant.
Sinclair's is hiring, offering competitive pay to host, hostesses, servers, and experienced cooks. Apply in person weekdays between 1 and 2 and 4 and 6.
Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's, 25 years and going strong.
Do you have a cell phone or tablet that isn't charging, dying fast, or maybe the screen is damaged? Don't get suckered into buying a new one. XI Repair can fix your current device same day and in under 30 minutes. Their certified technicians fix and recover data from thousands of cell phones, computers, tablets, game consoles, and drones 7 days a week. Give them a call today at 334-777-1234 or visit them online at xirepair.com.
Hey, it's Angel from Beauty and Beyond, and I want to recommend Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs. During this coronavirus pandemic, we have continued to advertise on Blue Water Broadcasting, and it has helped keep traffic coming to our location. We would like to thank the city for the support, and we also recommend that you use Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs.
Radio reaches over 90% of everyone in the River Region. Shouldn't your ads be out there where your customers are? Call us to find out more. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to Alabama Unfiltered Radio. If you'd like to be a part of the program, it's 334-272-9228 or 800-289-9228. Let's go to the phones. And Miss Love, how are you today?
Blessings to everybody. Doing okay.
Yes, ma'am.
But I wanted to say this. I heard they did not have a reason to arrest me. Was that you that said that?
They'll have a reason to arrest me. Yes, ma'am.
In Montgomery, Alabama, they don't have to have a reason to arrest nobody. They didn't have a reason to arrest me either. But went to the hospital 2 days later. They wanted me to come back. I told them I was fine. Laid on my sofa that night. 2 o'clock, the light shining into my living room. I love to sleep on the sofa sometimes. Okay, they didn't have a reason to arrest me. They took me in. That lady that some people would look at her and look at me and say, we were the same people. We were the same race. I said she wasn't my people. My people don't do things she did. They throwed me in Crossbridge Mental Hospital. They sent somebody in there of their choosing to see was I, did I need to be there. The person told me, Miss Lewis, you ain't got no business here. They didn't let me out when I went to see the psychiatrist, okay? He told me to shut up. Nobody talked but him. Before, I was wondering why people was coming out their room, the females, crying their heads off. I found out. The next time, same thing. Shut up. You don't say nothing because I want to talk. You're a psychiatrist. You're supposed to be there for us, to listen to us, to solve problems. But they had already told me I didn't have no problem, okay? But that's why I'm saying they don't have a reason to arrest you, okay? Eventually, I got sick and tired of being told to shut up. I don't talk. Well, I went in there one day. I told the nurse to tell him those are not his gifts. Those are gifts God gave him to help others. And what he was doing to us was wrong. But next night, even, I was hurrying like a big dog. We had a medical doctor. When the shift changed and the person walked in the room, I said, why am I hurrying like a big dog? I am hurrying. The person said, Miss Lewis, the psychiatry changed your pain medicine. I said, no, you mean the medical doctor? She said, I'll be back, Miss Lewis. She came back. She said, I said the psychiatrist changed your pain medicine. You know why he changed it? Because the nurse told him what I said and that God had given him them gifts to help people. So he took it upon himself to change my pain medicine, which he had no right to search. But I went, I picked up the phone, and I called a number. That lady came over that night and brought others over the next day. When it was, make it short, when we went down and got back to see him, he made sure I was the last person. I told him, I said, I did what God told me to do. I couldn't do it, but the nurse did it for me. And you didn't change. You hurt me by interfering with my pain medicine. But anyway, at the end of talking and everything, I asked him, could I have a hug? And we hugged. He had been in practice, I understand, for many, many years. He said to me, that's the second hug I ever got in my entire career. I said, you do God's work. Well, he gave you your gift, but you get more. So let me leave you lastly with this. We all believe the same. Thank God made me, made you. Love, peace, and harmony. But never say you don't have a reason to be arrested. Just a suggestion now. Never say it. Because here, you don't need a reason to be arrested. Thank you so much.
That was a good call, and she's right.
That's right. Thank you, Miss Love. Butterbean, how are you?
I'm doing okay. You ladies
wait,
are
wait,
really
wait.
Tearing up.
Is Sorry. This the real Butterbean?
No. No. That's okay. A childhood nickname of mine, and anyway.
That's okay.
Y'all are really doing an outstanding job the last couple of days. Of course, I love his show all the time. But anyway, y'all are doing really good. But anyway, so, and going back to what you were talking about, chips and goulash a while ago. We have goulags, and they're called FEMA camps. And yep. They're all over the place.
Yep.
And Jesse Ventura did a police state episode on this conspiracy theory on the pandemic and FEMA camps and everything back around 2012. And he laid it all out pretty good. Went to visit the FEMA camps, their low staff and everything. And I actually thought the pandemic was going to come under Obama himself. But anyway, he laid it all out. And then that show never came on after that episode ever again.
I watched
it. And it just went. Yeah, and it just disappeared. And then I heard Jesse interviewed about, I don't know, a year later or something like that. And they put the fear of God in him. And he just disappeared for a while. And so anyway, and I got another story, personal story. So around late 90s, I got into JFK assassination, and then I started trying to figure things out. And I don't mind. You know, I realized that Fox was just controlled opposition, you know, for the most part. You know, I kind of figured some things out there. But anyway, so on a message board about 3 weeks before 911, I saw 911 described on a message board 3 weeks before.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, yeah, right, that ain't gonna happen. Imagine how I felt when I'm sitting there at work and everybody else is going nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that the guy that's down there talking to those kids at that Florida school, reading to them, has 17 intelligence agencies at his disposal. Didn't know it was coming.
Well, there's always that question, and you have to hope that those 3,000 people who died didn't die because our government looked away or else.
Thanks for the call, Butterbean. You're listening to Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be right back.
David. Kevin Little from Tucker Pecan's in the house. Summer's right around the corner. You've got something called Sunshine Corner.
And it is new. We're the first ones to carry it in this area, and we're really excited about it because it's a new product. Everybody likes to have signs for their lake house, their beach house, their country home, or just a funny sign that says turkey hunt, deer hunt, and all that to go in their cabin or their wherever. Life is better at the beach. Life is better at the lake. We can make those signs customized. It'll say life is better at Lake Martin, or life is better at Lake Jordan. You know, everybody always wants Lake Jordan stuff. We never had it. Well, now we got it. So we've got a lot of that. That's a new product. Waiting on my beach towels, Bubba. They are back ordered. They'll be in here in the next couple of weeks. But hey, they're great looking, good colors. They're the Turkish beach towels, which we had a few years ago, and everybody loved them. So we got those. Hey, we've got lots and lots of stuff to do outside.
Well, tell them where you're located.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com. Call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. Virtually every day in our practice, we hear the same thing. A man's energy is down, his sex drive is low, and his workouts just aren't feeling the same. And when we hear this, we often discover that the culprit is low testosterone. The problem with low T is that your testosterone levels decrease as you age. At first, you might not even notice. But eventually, for many men, it gets low enough that you start feeling poorly. When that happens, it's time to get help from Montgomery Men's Health. Now do me a favor and ask yourself this. How would your life be different if you had your old self back? More energy, higher sex drive, and the confidence and positivity you used to have. If you're like most guys, the answer is an easy one. So make an appointment today and see if low T therapy could make a difference in your life. Your first appointment is only $99 and includes blood work and testosterone results in minutes. Call 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
Hi, this is Michael Stevens with At Ease Massage Therapy, located at 150 Marketplace. If you need stress relief but don't have the time, let me bring the therapy to your office. On-site chair massage is a great way to accommodate 1 to 4 employees in an hour session. Therapy will reduce stress, lower blood pressure, relieve muscle tension and pain, prevent occupational stress injuries, and improve morale in the workplace. For more information, go to aemtmichael.com. That's aemtmichael.com.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Get a great deal on a lightly used, well-cared-for Kubota tractor when you buy a Kubota Harvest rental. Most were lightly used as rentals during the peanut harvest. With low hours and new factory warranty, they'll sell fast. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
We are going to enjoy another couple of quiet days before the next frontal system delivers thunderstorms back to the state. Today, I don't know how you can improve on this forecast. Abundant sunshine. It's going to be warmer, very comfortable, high 77. Tonight, mainly clear, but not quite as cool, overnight low 53. Tomorrow is a warmer day, still dry, sun and cloud mix with a high in the mid-80s on Friday. But it's late Friday night in the overnight hours and early in the day on Saturday with scattered showers and thunderstorms. A few stronger storms are possible. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
the River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back into Alabama Unfiltered and the promised Amplify. So we are going from an organization that used to be the Sex Education and Information Council for the United States that has renamed itself, and it's based out of Washington, D.C. All of the sex ed that is in your child's school, grandchild, cousin, niece, nephew, doesn't matter, is all coming from CECAS, renamed Sex Ed for Social Change. What in the world does that have to do with teaching your kids about sex? Well, it turns out plenty. So, Ann, take us to school, as Joey Clark likes to say. Take us to school and teach us about what our state school board approved for our kids.
Okay, well, we have a great group of ladies, and most of them are Eagle Forum ladies, and they are just really good. They spent weeks, days, hours in the four libraries in the state where the books that our kids are going to be using are housed, while they state school board and the Committee on Curriculum and Textbooks decides what they're going to use. So my friends, Donna Cood and Julia Cleland, sent me a couple little things that they discovered while they were reading these things. But the first thing that I need to tell people is that the English Language Arts chairman of this committee to decide what we're going to take, we have in our schools, name is Kevin Malias, and he is from Mobile. He is the academic, and pay close attention, the academic supervisor of Mobile Public Schools. I have been told that he is a homosexual and that he had a part in writing queering K through 12 curriculum.
And you had to apply for this job, right?
Yes. And I think the governor, all these committees have different people who appoint them. The governor, the lieutenant governor, but somebody in an elected position appointed this guy head of this committee. Now, you know, maybe he's a nice guy, maybe he's not, but he doesn't have our worldview. He has the LGBTQIA plus whatever worldview, and he's head of this committee. So Donna sent me they chose the books, which, by the way, they keep that list secret until the books are in the schools. Nobody's allowed to.
Why do they keep the books secret?
There's always a reason that they don't tell us, because that's a secret too. But these ladies who did this research, thank goodness for them, went to the school board meeting to complain about some of these books because of, let's take first grade reader. There were 14 short stories in one of these readers, and the stories were dark, negative, and wholly lacking in inspirational or positive values. And they complained about subject matter, darkness, evil, all sorts of things. And our esteemed school board, who at that day was led by Wayne Rogers from North Alabama, who unfortunately, let's see if I can say, can I say that on TV? All right, yeah.
Probably not, but we'll just fill in the blanks.
Yeah, okay. Right. He's an arrogant J.A. Okay. And The entire board, with the exception of Stephanie Bell, voted for these books, even though they had numerous people there complaining about what was in these books. And therein lies our problem. Our school board, who has let us down so many times, does not protect the parent, does not protect the student, does not protect the kindergartner who's going to be reading these terrible things. So I'm going to read you a couple of parts of the little stories. This is a first grade. In this story, the free dog is very thin, while the plump dog is on a chain at night. The free dog declares he would rather be free than to be tied up during the night and be fed regularly. Although it is laudable that the dog chose freedom, the idea is that the dog who chooses freedom will likely starve to death eventually. Again, this message is somewhat disturbing even to adults, and how much more disturbing will it be to the young children? Now, that one was bad enough, but I came down here. I'm going to read you to what they call the moon. This is first grade. The moon asked his mother to make him a dress. Understand, make him a dress. She denies him because he is always changing shapes. It has a cute premise, but the moon appears to be a male and knows about male clothes, but because they are pictured with the moon, i.e. pants and shirt, but instead asked for a dress. Now, that one more that's even worse. One of the stories for the third grade reader was entitled Norse Mythology, and it's a story and is fiction, but there's nothing identifying the story as fiction and nothing in the book that explains the fact. The story refers to various gods, and in the story, the god Thor loses his hammer, and it is believed that the nemesis named Thrym has it. Thrym is engaged to a woman named Frigga. In order to retrieve his hammer, Thor and his friend Loki, a male, agree that the best way to get the hammer back would be for Thor to dress up as a female and to pretend that he is Freya. Loki, his male friend, also agrees to dress up as the maid of honor. When Thor approaches Thrym in drag, Thor speaks in his best girlish voice. Thor then traps Thrym, kills him, and retrieves his hammer. This is third grade, and I could go on, but the entire story is bleak, dreary, and the complete lack of any redemptive or positive values at all. And this kind of stuff is what's being taught to our young children. And amplified, it was adopted in our schools, in our libraries, and there's nothing we can do about it because the school board will not protect parents and children.
So you're saying that we've gone from fairy tales when we were growing up that taught us about the beauty between good and evil, dark and light, vanquishing our foes, working hard, doing good, all those things, in favor of clearly, obviously teaching our kids about drag. And oh, you backwards old grandma, you mean you're upset that these two Norse gods dressed up as women, and you're so backwards, that's ridiculous, even though they use the term drag.
Yes.
Or in some of the younger readers talking about the moon, in what other period of time did a moon want to dress up as a girl when it was a boy? Never before.
Never.
Have we seen this? Okay, so you're saying that our state school board is completely unable, or are they also unwilling?
Unwilling. It's called follow the money. They had one publishing company left that they could choose from. Like I said, Stephanie Bell voted to turn it down, go find more. The rest of them just rubber stamped it.
Mm. Clark, we see you. We'll get to you right after the break. We'll be right back.
It's time to experience your Montgomery Regional Airport and fly MGM. No need to spend hours traveling to Atlanta and fighting standstill traffic. Your Montgomery Regional Airport and American Airlines now offers direct, nonstop daily flights to our Washington, D.C. It's simple and it's quick. Fly from Montgomery the day before your meeting and you'll be back in Montgomery the very next day. And no sitting in Atlanta traffic wishing you were already home. Rethink your limits. Fly local first. Fly MGM.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli. Jeff, why are we making a commercial at 6 in the morning?
Jeff Barranco here. What better way to let everyone know we open at 6 a.m.?
But that doesn't mean we have to record the commercial at 6 a.m.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Good morning. What can I get you?
Yeah, hi. I need a cup of coffee. I also need some tires for my van and my washer machine to stop leaking.
We're a coffee shop. We only sell...
And I need a new roof, a bigger bed, and a porch door that you don't have to fight with to close. Oh, how am I going to do this?
Oh, okay. I can get you some coffee. But let me tell you, for everything else, you should talk to my friends at Guardian Credit Union. They'll help you get what you need when you need it. Guardian helped me just last month when I needed a new refrigerator.
Really? Wow, maybe they could help me take care of some of my needs.
I'm sure they can. Here's their number. It's 334-244-9999. Or you can just apply online. Now enjoy that coffee, honey. Everything will work out.
Connect with Guardian today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, the apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Radio. It is Conspiracy Thinker Thursday. Sadly, what we're talking about are no longer conspiracies. Let's go to the phones and Clark. Clark, how are you today?
Ms. Shavers, I'm great. Ms. Eubanks, how are you?
I'm great, Clark. It's good to hear your voice.
Good to talk to you. I want to talk about two articles briefly from Breitbart this morning, and then I don't know if there's any way to carry me over if we have to. I'd like to do school choice for a minute. The two Breitbart articles, one was on a teenager that was removed from a Pokemon tournament when a judge at the Pokemon tournament asked him what his preferred pronouns were. He said, I don't know, he, him, I don't know. That judge went to confer with the head judge. They felt he had disrespected the right to choose your preferred pronouns, and he was removed from the tournament. So, you know, we've got total intolerance there if you're unwilling, in any way unwilling, to go along with the idea that you get to choose your gender. And then the next story was about the media testing the narrative that the shooter in Nashville was a victim of her parents' rejection of her.
Yes.
Now, she lived at her parents' house. She lived under their roof. They did not reject her. They rejected her rejection of herself. Mm. And I'm sorry, but if you're not satisfied with the way God made you and you want to change to something else, you are rejecting yourself by definition. And, you know, it's one thing if somebody wants to pretend they're something. It's another thing to demand that everybody else go along with it, isn't it?
It's called narcissism.
Well, now, on the school choice thing, DeSantis has just signed a thing. Florida now has pretty much unrestricted free choice of what school your child goes to.
That's exactly right.
And there's six states now that have that, and the state of Alabama does not.
Well, I was told by four legislators that it was dead on arrival. Price Act, which is universal school choice with an education savings account, that the powers to be want to expand charter schools instead. But, you know, when you do that, somebody makes a lot of money.
Yeah. So, look, where I live, we used to have a Kmart. It's closed down now, but we used to have a Kmart. It was 1.3 miles from where I sit right now. There is a Walmart in the next town that is 6 miles away. If we had the same rules for what big box store I shop in as we have for where your child goes to school, I would have had no choice but to shop at the Kmart. Now, under those conditions, explain to me what incentive Kmart has to provide me with better prices, service, or selection.
Totally agree.
There is none. We need to stamp our feet and demand that we have parents' choice for where their children go to school. You're going to, there'll be competition for students. Once you have competition for students, what do you have to compete for next, Ann? You have to compete for teachers. So now we're going to be competing for teachers based on merit instead of you get a job somewhere and you get to stay there forever.
Well, here's the deal. Why can't we just get rid of Common Core and all schools go back to a classical education? That would be the easiest way.
I think if you make it school choice, you get rid of Common Core, because if your school is teaching Common Core and choose not to bring their children there, you'll have to fall in line with the desires of your ultimate clientele, which is the parents. And there's no reason for schools to do that right now.
That's true, because the state demands you teach Common Core and all the textbooks and teaching materials and everything else goes along with it.
Give choice to parents and more kids are going to private schools, and they will change that for the public schools so they can attract students.
That's right.